like on behalf of Amber Abraham, who's the project manager, who unfortunately had to be in Geneva for another presentation. What I'm going to, firstly, let me thank Biomed Central and Computer Aid International for the invitation to present here, and I would also like to thank Kenyatta University for warmly hosting us. And also my acknowledgement goes to the European and Developing Countries Clinical Trials Partnership, that is EDCTP.
The healthcare in developing countries, and they also looked at the resources that we have and the research that is being conducted. I would like to quote from them when they said, whenever healthcare is provided and used, it is essential to know which interventions work, which do not work, and which are likely to be harmful. And this is especially important in situations where healthcare problems are severe, and it makes it vital that they are not wasted. And the reason they said this is because if resources are limited in, like in developing countries, we need to know which interventions work, and so that we don't waste our resources on interventions that are not useful to us. And some of the resources that we have for obtaining information about interventions that work and which are still to be done are clinical trials registries. A clinical trials registry is a database in which key administrative and scientific information about planned, ongoing, and completed trials, which are sufficient to identify that trial's existence, are stored. Why do we need to register clinical trials? Firstly, it is to reduce publication bias. Publication bias results when somebody does a clinical trial, but when they discover that the results are negative or they are not statistically significant, they do not publish those results. So when we look at the body of knowledge, we find that the only interventions that have been published are the ones that saying this intervention works. So firstly, from my point of view, I do not think that there are negative results in research. Registering clinical trials before they commence, it reduces those two forms of biases. And it also fulfills a researcher's ethical obligations to participant. It ensures transparency, and it also increases participant involvement in research. So if your trial is registered before it commences, you can recruit participants and say that this is what we are doing, and we are transparent about it, and you can trust what we are doing. And it also reduces duplication of research. You don't want to do, here in Kenyatta University, a certain person is doing this trial, and another person in Nairobi University, they are doing a similar trial without collaborating. So if we register our clinical trials, researchers can collaborate with each other. And also, we can share resources. In 2004, the Ministerial Summit on Health Research called on the WHO to establish a network of international clinical trials registers to ensure a single point of access and for identification of trials. And also in 2005, the above call was endorsed by the 58th World Health Assembly, and it was supported by the International Committee of Medical Journal Editors. So the call by the ICMJE, it said that from 2007, the journals that are affiliating with the ICMJE, they will not publish any clinical trials that were not registered with a WHO primary register. So it is essential that you register your clinical trial before you conduct it. And it's a single point of access, so you don't have to search different registries to find out which trials are being conducted where. And this is where WHO primary registries are hosted, and as we can see, this is a Google map, as we can see, there's only one in Africa, which is the Pan-African Clinical Trials Register, hosted by the South African Cochrane Center in Cape Town. ICTRP, as I mentioned earlier, it is a single point of access. It is publicly searchable. It is free. That is, it also contributes to open access, as we are here interested in having open access to information. And also, it links directly to local registries, and through that, networks can be established. And taking our original example of the Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry, this is our homepage, and where you can register your clinical trial and where you can search for ongoing and completed clinical trials. PACTR is a member of the WHO network of primary registries, and it gives researchers in Africa the opportunity to register their trials with a registry of choice for the African region. And our data, as I mentioned earlier, it contributes to ICTRP. And we seek to provide feasible ways of overcoming the obstacles that are unique to us or to the developing countries. Firstly, our registration is free, so you don't need to pay for that. And secondly, you can register online. If you have access to the internet, you can register online. Or if you have limited access, though, you can only afford to send an email, you can register by email. If you don't have access to the internet at all, you can register by fax, by postal mail, or you can make a call, and we will take you through the process of registration. So some of the challenges that we face that are not faced by people in the developing world, PACTR is able to overcome those challenges. And these are our partners. As I mentioned earlier, the Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry, it is hosted by the South African Cochrane Center based at the Medical Research Council of South Africa. And we have partnered with the Liverpool Cochrane Infectious Diseases Group, which is based at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. And we have been funded by the European and Developing Countries Clinical Trials Partnership until July 2010. And one of our new partners is COHED, which is the Council for Health Research for Development, which runs the health research web. So within the health research web, you find links to the Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry, and also in our website, we are hoping that in our next portal development, we'll put links to health research web, so you can find resources for. You can find links to other resources in around Africa. PACTR provides a resource for many stakeholders that, like policymakers, regulators, ethics review boards, researchers, health professionals, but I will go into detail a little later on about that. We support harmonization and collaboration between nations, and we raise regional awareness, and we encourage education and training. For policymakers, we provide transparency, and because policymakers can search into our website and find out about the trials that are going on, we reduce duplication of efforts, as I've mentioned earlier, and we facilitate information sharing between different researchers, policymakers, different stakeholders. Healthcare professionals and patients can also get into our PACTR website, and they can find out about the interventions that are being researched, and doctors can sort of recommend trials for their participants to participate in, for their patients to participate in, if they are interested in the disease that they are facing. Also, for consumers, they can locate alternative treatments or additional information that is suggested within the registry. Thus, the registry assists in information dissemination and knowledge sharing in clinical trial work for access by consumers and their doctors. Funders and sponsors can also go through our website and find out which clinical trials they can sponsor and also which health services that need to be scaled up. Information sharing in such task funds can be saved. Researchers also, PACTR is a source for understanding and locating present trial activities. So as I mentioned earlier, you know who to collaborate with when you go through the website, through our website. This is the present status of our register. We have 38 clinical trials that have been registered in. And as we can see, many of them, about 7 to 10, they are from South Africa and Uganda. Kenya has about 5 to 6 trials that have been registered with a Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry. And the principal investigators that we have, 7 to 8 of them, they come from South Africa. And as we can see, the numbers of principal investigators are a bit lower compared to the trials that have been conducted. Outside of this, I did a study of trials that are HIV trials that are going that are, have been conducted in South Africa, in Africa at large, and also we looked at the principal investigators that originate from Africa. And one of the, our findings is that there are few people who are principal investigators in Africa who lead trials here. So it is important for capacity development that you get into the website and find out who are the principal investigators in your area and who can you collaborate with. This is our present data status. Many of our trials are HIV/AIDS trials, malaria, and TB, which, as we know, that's the big three of our continent. And we do have other infections like hyperleukemia and anemia that have been investigated. We have grown a lot since conception in January 2008. Currently, we have about 78 trials. And I think the big break that we had was receiving WHO primary status. And as I mentioned earlier, if to receive that status, you need to meet certain requirements to be recognized as the WHO primary register status. So if a trial is not registered with a primary register, it may, many of the journals may not publish it, but there are some that are not affiliated with this, with that ICMJ, which can publish those trials. But you find that with many of the big journals, you will struggle to publish if your trial was not registered before it started. And in September 2009, that's when we got the primary register status, and that's when we embarked on launching the register. And as you can see, that's when we experienced a lot of growth. These are some of our successes for 2010, which are include three publications, a conference presentation, and also conference presentations. And our future objectives, one that I would like to highlight, that as I mentioned earlier, that our funding from EDCTP, it ended in July 2009, and we are in search of further funding to ensure sustainability and free access for all. Currently, the register is still going to run for the next 3 years, even without funding, because we've done major development. But we still need to do more development on the register and more promotion, we're going to need more funding for that. So we are in search of more funding. And this is our contact information. You can contact Amber on this contact details. And thank you.
Thank you, Babelwa, for a very interesting talk on an important topic. Do we have any questions at all about the clinical trials registry? Oh, we have one in the middle there.
Currently, at the moment, we haven't researched on how much the information in clinical trials registries have been useful. But the project that we have recently started with, it involves researching like how the registries are useful for Cochrane reviews, because as we know, it is mandatory for Cochrane reviews to set also ongoing clinical trials. So what we want to do in the next few months is to know which registries are actually being used and how much information, the minimum data set that we want. You don't want everything about your trial, even confidential information, but we want information that is useful for contacting, for collaborating, so that at least people know what is going on. So it is not copyright protected information that you put into the register. I don't know if I answered you.
And in terms of that actual register, does Cochrane own the register itself as the whole composite of all the data that sits there?
It is a publicly available register. So anyone can go into it and search the information that is there, but we are the only ones who can put information into that. So anything that is there, we have sort of approved that this is exactly what it is from what we got from the researchers or from the investigators.
And if somebody else wanted to use that, other than just extracting detail, if they wanted to take the whole data set, you're saying there would be limitations?
There are limitations because you don't get everything, that even confidential information. But what you have is enough for you to locate where the trial is and for you to contact the authors and see if you can collaborate with them or ask them for more information.
We have another question just further along.
Thank you very much. My first question is more of a general question. Developing. My question is about the register. If I understand well, this is just a register of the trials taking place. What happens to the final research findings? Are they on open access as well? Do we get can we get them available free?
Thank you for that question. This register is for prospectively registering clinical trials. So you register before you start your trial. Once you complete your trial, you will still need to publish with a traditional journal.
So it's not automatic, they will be available on a Cochrane, for example, because I know we are accessing Cochrane in Africa free. So chances we will get to know there's a clinical trial, but may not get the research findings if it is in a traditional journal, for example. Where is the connection?
The research findings, the authors themselves or the investigators themselves, they make their discretion as how much results will they put into the register as the trial progresses. But you will still need to access the journal to get the final results for this. But this is useful because you will get to know that there is a trial that has been conducted. If you don't find a publication for that trial, you can contact the authors. Where is your publication? What happened to it? And you know that if the results were negative and it ended up being shoved under the table somewhere, you know who to contact to get findings for that, for those trials.
Maybe a suggestion, maybe you're doing it. Once it's complete, the author should get back to you and give you a link on where it was published, so that if it's a journal, we could be accessing it through Hinari or something, but we could get a link of the research findings through your register, maybe.
Okay. As the trial sort of concludes and they continue to update their information on their page specific for that trial, they also state which publications have come out of that trial. So they register before the trial starts and they continue to update the information. When the trial completes, they can, if you have seen the clinicaltrials.gov website, where they sort of write which publications have come out of that trial. If they have five publications that they have out of that single trial, they give references to that. But you cannot obtain the full text until you get to the journal publication, or you can contact the authors and see if they have their free copies. Or I don't know if they have that, but it's something that you can do as well if it's not on open access. I don't know if I am. You also asked a question about Cochrane reviews and the Cochrane library. We also do have the Cochrane library, which is subscription based mostly, but there's nationwide access to many countries, and it is also available through Hinari. I think Kenya, you do get nationwide access through Hinari. So you can access the Cochrane library as well.
Prospective registration of trials to also have a database of clinical trial results, which will be open. And it's a kind of a more complicated goal, and it's, I think it's taken quite a lot of time to figure out the practicalities of how to create such an open database, but in the same way as having a policy of NIH-funded research being openly archived, I think it will be very, very valuable to also have open access for the public to the results of clinical trials. So I think it is a very important area to move forward on.
And I agree with Matthew, it's not only the journal article that you need, it's access to the databases. And I wonder to what extent you connect in Africa to the kind of database and data initiatives that are taking place, and the push to have government-funded data put online. Medical data is obviously very important in that. The secondary question, I think universities need to be alerted to the importance in putting online and making openly available process, not only results. and you're doing a lot around that. Is there networking to expand it further in the way that Matthew's just suggested is happening in the United States?
Thank you, Esther. We are going around in conferences and workshops presenting about PACTR and asking investigators to register with us, as we are the only African-based WHO primary register. So the more we promote, I think the more we will be able to get more people registering with us.